Have you ever felt stuck in your life as if your career was stagnant, your romantic and professional relationships lacked depth, or your health wasn't at its best? Every time you try to take initiative, it just never works out. At the office, you find some colleagues difficult. There are many disputes at home, and you can't see how to improve your situation. Anyway, it never works out. Hello, I'm Liliane. Welcome to the Leadership Podcast. Here we talk about leadership, personal development, and success. Today I'm going to talk to you about something that can literally transform your life, your mindset. If you want to change your current situation, whether in your career, relationships or health, it all starts with a shift in mentality. In this episode, I'm going to share five tips for developing a positive, growth-oriented mindset. Guys, that's serious. This new state of mind can have an incredible impact on your daily life. So stay with me because today we're going to work on your transformation. But first, what do we mean by mindset? Mindset is your way of thinking. According to psychologist Carol Dweck, there are two types of mindset. A fixed mindset, you believe that your abilities are set and cannot really change. Or you have a growth mindset. You believe that your skills can improve with effort, learning, and failures. Yes, failures. People with a growth mindset are more resilient and can overcome obstacles because they see failure as learning opportunities. A growth mindset changes your life in several ways. With a fixed mindset, the fear of failure holds you back. But with a growth mindset, you understand that failure is an essential part of the success, and it's a process, so you dare more. Instead of giving up in the face of difficulties, you seek solutions. And you learn from your mistakes, so you persevere. A growth mindset allows you to think outside the box, experiment with new things, and innovate. You are more creative. Now, think about it. Figures like Michael Jordan wouldn't be where they are without their growth mentality. But look around you. Do you realize that people who have achieved great success often didn't get there on their first try? Think of the saying, "What does not kill you makes you stronger." I worked in the tech industry for almost 20 years. In this world of technology, a growth mindset is crucial for success. When I think of a growth mindset in technology, I can't really help it, but Elon Musk comes to mind. His willingness to learn continuously, to see failures as learning opportunities and to persevere despite obstacles. This guy is always acquiring new skills. He innovates beyond traditional boundaries. We just have to think of Tesla or SpaceX. And always adapts to changes. He values collaboration and maintains a long-term vision, aiming for ambitious goals like energy transition, or even colonizing Mars. This mindset allows him to overcome challenges and push the limits of innovation. All right, enough said. How can you change your mindset? There you go. The five tips. Tip number one, and that's your foundation. Without that foundation, no change is possible. First, you need to recognize, you need to become aware of your thoughts. You need to become aware of your limiting thoughts. Let's take an example. Actually, that was my case when I was younger. Remember myself in high school. I was great at languages or French, but I was pretty crappy at math. So I used to tell myself, I'm not good at math. And for me, that was it. There was no point. I should have replaced that thought with, I can improve by practicing more. Right? Maybe that would have changed the course of my life. Maybe today I would be a mathematician or a well-known scientist. Who knows? But jokes aside, being aware of your thoughts is massive. Awareness is part of a growth mindset. That's the foundation. Tip number two, accept failure as part of the process. It's all about accepting failure because it's part of your learning process. Every failure brings you closer to your goal. For example, Thomas Edison failed thousands of times before inventing the light bulb. A growth mindset pushes you to see each mistake as a step forward. And I have to say, in this current age, in this digital age where everything goes so fast, very often we get the wrong picture. We see successful people and we assume that they just got there quickly. And we tend to identify and we tend to want the same, but faster. That's not real. So it takes learning, and learning usually, the greatest part of learning comes from experience and failure. Tip number three, you learn from your mistakes, but you need to find and look for opportunities to learn. So once you understand that you made a mistake, think about how you can fix, how you can do it better next time. So look for chances to learn. You need to read books, watch tutorials, take courses. If you want to improve your mindset, you need to be in a continuous quest for new knowledge. You are a student of your craft. The more you learn, the more you open yourself up to new possibilities. Possibilities. Tip number four. Sometimes to grab new possibilities or new opportunities, you will need to adopt new behaviors, right? It's all about being able to adjust your plans or expectations based on new information or maybe of obstacles that you've encountered, but don't give up. Remember, the universe is testing you to determine your level of motivation. Last but not least, that's a big one. That's the one that will elevate you or multiply your efforts. You might not see it at first, but in the midterm and long term, it really pays off. So tip number 5, surround yourself with positive-minded people. Watch the company you keep, because they really have an impact on the way you think and the way you act. So find people that have a growth mindset. The people you spend time with, oh my God, they strongly influence your mentality. So look for positive individuals who encourage you, motivate you to move forward and celebrate your success. Look around you. On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 10 being super positive, 10 being a growth mindset, and 1 a fixed mindset. Try to put your friends on that scale and see, and based on their results, take the decisions that you need to take. In conclusion, changing your mindset can change your life. It all starts with your way of thinking. If you believe in your potential, if you accept failure as a step towards success, and if you constantly seek to learn, you will be able to overcome any obstacle. So start today. Adopt a growth mindset and watch your life transform. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and like for more tips on personal development and leadership. My name is Liliane, and I'll talk to you soon. Stay tuned.